you will fail. So what? Everybody does. But your gym, your watch, your yoga pants, they pretend you won't. So when you miss a day, eat the pancakes. Give up on a workout? You failed? Seriously, what the hell? We're BODi. We've been a part of that too, but not anymore. At BODi, we're rejecting perfection and embracing reality. Not in a Pizza Monday kind of way, in a loving your whole life kind of way. In a, this workout is fun and it's okay if I take a week off kind of way. In an, I'm eating healthy and it's okay if I indulge kind of way. In a, I like myself no matter what kind of way. Yeah, you will fail. We all will. But we're not going to let that be the end. You see that? We're already making progress. So let's keep going. We are BODi. Start your free trial at BODi.com. That's BODi.com.
Words and phrases people use I dislike. From time to time, I guess either well-meaning, intrusive, or condescending people use words or phrases like, you are so lucky, this place is heaven, or other words meaning the most wonderful thing, place is or situation you can ever find yourself in. First of all, let me start by saying that to be grateful is to be grateful with all the good things that happen in our lives. Now, with that said, although I do believe that life circumstances are not always proportioned equally, even to the most well-deserving, it is true that some people just have better things happen to them. But the times I have heard these things, like this is heaven compared to other places, I was actually living in a pretty dumpy place, not for lack of trying to do better for myself. I found the phrase condescending and degrading all at once. How dare anyone believe because of certain life circumstances that any situation that is demeaning to others physically or in spirit is heavenly or heaven-like. I live in New York City and area, and apartments, even the dumpies, are at a premium. Now, with that said, even if you have less than pleasant circumstances, people will say things like, you are so lucky. Sure, you have neighbors who keep you up all night, 48 hours straight, where you wonder if you can ever remember your name the next day, or for that fact, the next week. You have landlords who tell you that if you don't like it, to just move. The list goes on. And people tell you the location is great and the rent is so cheap, or it's a steal. But the only circumstances where people use words like, you are so lucky, these are assumptions that because you are married, you are lucky. Because your first marriage was later in life, you are lucky. No one knows circumstances, and no one should make assumptions about what others deserve in life. How about next time, use phrases like, I hope things work out. If a person expresses concerns, guide them as to where they can seek help. So to all those people who like to use these phrases, please don't. I personally find them offensive, and I'm sure many people do as well. Remember, life is for the living. Live it. Till next time, stay well.
You will fail. So what? Everybody does. But your gym, your watch, your yoga pants, they pretend you won't. So when you miss a day, eat the pancakes. Give up on a workout? You failed? Seriously, what the hell? We're BODi. We've been a part of that too, but not anymore. At BODi, we're rejecting perfection and embracing reality. Not in a Pizza Monday kind of way, in a loving your whole life kind of way. In a, this workout is fun and it's okay if I take a week off kind of way. In an, I'm eating healthy and it's okay if I indulge kind of way. In a, I like myself no matter what kind of way. Yeah, you will fail. We all will. But we're not going to let that be the end. You see that? We're already making progress. So let's keep going. We are BODi. Start your free trial at BODi.com. That's BODi.com.